Living in the end is the key to manifesting 100 times bigger and greater than you've ever could have imagined. Everyone asks me, how do you manifest faster? How do I achieve my manifestations quicker and easier? How do I access this timeline where I'm abundant, where I'm successful, I'm wealthy, I'm driven, I'm happy and healthy, and I'm the best possible version of myself? How do I get there when I'm feeling so stuck? I want to attract love. I want to attract new friends. I want to attract a new job. I get these messages so frequently that I decided to finally make this episode because this is the key. This is the secret. This is the only episode you will ever need when you are looking to manifest as fast as fucking possible. So here is the ultimate hack and secret to manifesting 100 times bigger and greater than you could ever imagine. The key is living in the end. Now, what does living in the end actually mean? So, living in the end means you are already living as if the manifestation has already happened to you. You are living as if you are that person that received that extra $10,000 that you wanted. You are that person that attracted your soulmate and you're living your dream life with them. You are already that person that got to the end goal. It doesn't matter what the end goal is, you are living as if it has already happened for you. Because the universe isn't going to give you what you are asking for. It's going to give you where you're at in life and how you ultimately feel, because it feels your energy. Everything is energy in this world. And if you are not energetically aligned with what you're asking for, you're not going to receive it. Now, this is also what my masterclass, Dare to Detach, is all about. This is why I plug the course so often on the podcast, because it's the only thing I really truly vouch for because it works. My masterclass is all about letting go of the outcome, detaching, and stepping into this higher version of you that can call in anything and that can manifest anything you want. It also allows you to really let go of any bullshit in your life holding you back. It allows you to achieve your goals quicker and easier because you are letting go of the heaviness. You are letting go of anything toxic that may be weighing you down. The thing is, manifestation requires shedding layers of your old self. You have to leave the old self behind. You cannot be wired in the past. You cannot be wired in this old version of you that's stuck clinging on to your past ex, your past career, your past trauma. You cannot live in that fear and in that realm anymore of the 3D. So in order to truly let in your manifestations and call in exactly what you want, you have to live as the person who has already achieved your dream life. And you do this by practicing endless gratitude and waking up every day feeling absolutely unstoppable. Now, this can be challenging if you're so used to living in your current reality. You're so used to feeling stuck. Like, you can't really pivot out of it because your brain is just programmed to be so used to your current state. You've been living the same life for years. You've been repeating the same patterns and cycles for years. So it feels impossible to break out of. And maybe it's hard to see past that because your brain is wired to believe that this is the absolute best that it's going to get. And this is your limit. This is where it ends. And when you are stuck repeating the same patterns and toxic cycles, it's normal to feel this way. It's normal to feel like you can't really break out of the bubble that you're in. But because your subconscious mind is so wired to believe that that's what's going to continue to show up for you, that's what's going to continue to show up for you. And that's what's going to block your manifestations from coming in because you're just so stuck in your current reality. So how do you break out of your current state? If you're looking to make a drastic change in your life and let go of everything holding you back, how do you do this so you could call in your manifestations? The way to get out is to learn how to reprogram your subconscious. And there's various ways to do this, including Dare to Detach, which is designed to do exactly that, as well as EFT tapping. I've made an episode about emotional freedom technique with my best friend, Haley. I've also mentioned it a few times on the podcast, but you can go and listen to the episode. It's the Stop Being Attracted to the Wrong People episode. And you could also YouTube more about EFT tapping and do some videos starting right now. You basically say affirmations on repeat while you tap and clear out any blocks that are keeping you stuck. So you'll think about a past memory, you'll think about a past situation that might be holding you back, and then you reframe it and rewire it while you're tapping on acupressure points. For me, when I've done EFT and I start to envision my higher self, it's transformed my life, as well as doing all of the techniques found in my masterclass. The other thing I love to do is to say constant affirmations surrounding what I actually want out of my life and being super specific. You have to get really specific on what you're trying to accomplish, who you're trying to become, and what you're trying to actually call into your life. For example, I'll say, I want to be the top podcaster in the world, okay? And that's a goal of mine. I want to be one of the top podcasters for self-help. I want to be one of the top podcasts on Spotify. And I've had this goal for the last 2 years. So what I would do is wake up in the morning and repeat that to myself, whether it's in my head or out loud, saying, I am the top podcaster in the world. I am the top podcaster in the world. And this obviously can be customized, so you could do it for whatever it is you're trying to achieve in your life. Obviously, if that's not your goal, you're going to customize it to what you actually want. But that's just an example of what I would do. And this concept of I am is so powerful. You have to start your affirmations with I am, because you're conditioning your brain to believe that that is your identity. That phrase is extremely, extremely powerful. Instead of saying, this is impossible, this goal seems unattainable, I can't do this, I feel blocked, I feel stuck, you are going to reframe your entire mindset right now by using the phrase of I am and following it with that new identity that you want to become. I have so many countless examples of magic happening when I've reprogrammed my thoughts and my patterns, and I've taken on a brand new identity, and I saw shifts happen literally overnight. I'll give you a perfect example. So, my second boyfriend didn't really want to date me in the beginning. When we met, he was the least interested. He did not want a girlfriend. He was doing his own thing. He was partying. He was out living his own life and had a very different career. He wasn't interested in working with me. He wasn't interested in building anything with me. But I had that vision in my head. I wanted to travel the world with the love of my life, build something really special, and I wanted it to be him. But he, at the time, I just felt the timing was off for him. It's not that I forced him to be with me by any means, but at the time, I could just tell he was going through his own shit, wasn't interested. We hooked up, and that was where it ended. Okay. So, in the beginning phases of dating, it really was giving nothing. However, my intuition knew that it could be something. I'm not going to tell you the story, by the way, to ingrain any sort of delusion in you, because obviously, if something's not right, it's not right, and you don't want to involve yourself with someone toxic if they're not right for you. But my intuition knew that it could work. Like, I just knew that it could work if he just broke out of his programming and I was able to stay patient. Okay. So I was listening to my intuition and I started to ingrain this feeling of fundamental faith and trust in the situation, even though in the physical 3D, he was out doing his own thing, barely replying to my text, not making a genuine effort to see me. Pretty much everything that I preach that someone should be doing as a partner for you, he was doing the opposite, okay, at that time. And I was much younger, so I think in my mind, I had just such a confidence and a knowing that we were supposed to be together that it didn't freak me out. It wasn't like this panic where I was like, oh my God, he's ruining my life. He's ruining my day. He's making me anxious all the time. It wasn't that feeling. So if you are having that feeling, it's probably not the right person. But for me, it was almost this calm knowing of, okay, even though right now it's not working, I know that it could work. So, it was a very slow, several month process leading up to this relationship where he was not focused on me. And my brain was always in the mindset of, this is going to happen. This is going to work. And it was never going to the thought of, this is impossible. This is not happening. It never went there, right? Over the course of time, we ended up together because I held the vision and the faith. And sometimes it only takes one person to see that vision to make the vision happen and become a reality. So I guess you could say I manifested the situation, right? because I was in this state of calm, peace, and trust the entire time. Obviously, there were little moments where it was emotional because I was like, damn, this is frustrating. I really like this person and he's maybe not on the same page. But there was another side of me that was so sure that I just kept leaning into that feeling. And that's what manifestation is. It's leaning into that feeling of unwavering faith, knowing that that is what is meant for you. And you know that it's coming and you know that it's going to show up in your reality if you just keep holding on to the vision. Now, this doesn't mean be a weirdo stalker and cling to someone that makes it clear they are never going to date you, okay? If you're obsessing over someone that's told you they don't want to date you, they don't want a relationship, this isn't to encourage you to be extremely delusional and keep holding on to this false belief that this is your person. You will know if something feels right, even if in the current 3D they're saying, I'm not sure. You know at your core, okay? You're not going to be riddled with anxiety and fear the whole time while this is happening. But if you know something is right for you, if you know you're called to do something bigger in your life, if you know you're meant to be an artist or a musician, or you're meant to venture out and do whatever it is you want to do, or be with a specific person that you know is actually right for you, you have to have faith in that and not stray from that. And that is when the manifestations come in, when you hold onto it and you're patient and you trust the process. And that is really what living in the end is, because you're already living in the state of that it's happened already. You're living in the end result. You know that it's already happened. It's a guarantee. Every fucking thing is in the power of your mind. Every little thought matters. Your thoughts matter. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts are everything. And that is why I say this a million times over. That is what my masterclass is about. I know I preach it a lot, but this is why I preach it, because I know that it works. And it will answer most of your questions around manifesting and detaching and setting yourself free. Because so many people message me about this type of stuff, how to manifest, how to attract, how to detach, how to let go. And I'm like, I created a course around this. So you will have every single answer you need to that. Another example is when I would visualize me traveling the world and going to all these countries with the love of my life. And I would picture this happening a lot. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I wasn't focused on the how. I wasn't focused on the journey to get there. All I did was visualize the end. I was living in the end in my mind. I was like, this is happening. I don't know how it's going to happen because I'm working as a hostess and not really making any money. All the money that I'm spending is going to paying for college expenses. But I know once I graduate, I want to travel the world. I want to be able to experience life in different countries. And I also want someone I love by my side. That was always a vision that I held. But of course, I was like, I don't know how the fuck that's going to happen. But I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't stressed about it. I just knew that it was going to happen. And I would picture my life as this travel person, because growing up, I never traveled. My parents never really took me anywhere. They like to stay close to home and they were just not really that adventurous, which is fine. But I didn't grow up going anywhere. I stayed in my bubble and I was terrified to get on a plane. When I tell you I was terrified to get on a plane, I dreaded going anywhere if it meant leaving the country on a plane. So I never traveled because I would have panic attacks on flights. And I would rather walk across the country than get on an airplane. That was how scared I was. So for me, traveling was never like, it was never something I thought was going to become a main part of my life, because now I am addicted to travel and I solo travel and it's shaped me and built my character so much. I could not imagine my life without experiencing different countries. But there was a point when I was younger where I had these fears around it. I wanted to experience different countries, but I just also had all these subconscious fears, blocks, whatever, from the way I was raised, right? Long story short, I visualize my life being completely different than it was currently. I visualize myself traveling with my soulmate, having luxury experiences, and living my best life way before it actually happened. I was still in my college dorm room, okay? I had no proof that it was going to happen. I had no money to make it happen. I had no opportunities or windows currently in the 3D that were saying, oh, you want a trip to Barcelona? I never had anything like that. There was no evidence of anything. But I just knew in my mind it was happening, okay? So I kept living in the end, graduated college, met my second boyfriend who ended up becoming my travel partner and someone that was a huge part of my life and someone that I loved. And because I had stepped into that identity for so long, about a year and a half later, we started traveling together and working together and building towards something together. I just kept visualizing until it became my reality. That's how I started my Instagram. That's how I started my social media business. I always envisioned growing up, I was going to do something very creative that was going to give me more freedom, that was going to give me more time to do the things I love. And although, once again, I didn't know how, I just lived in the end. What people also don't see, which I also want to clarify, is it wasn't just one day I woke up and got handed these opportunities. There was action, inspired action, and work that came with these opportunities. So for 2 years, I was working on my Instagram, not really making any money from it. And I cut everything else out of my life because I held the vision that this was going to be a career for me. So while I was still studying in school, I was working on building out my social media. And I just saw the potential. I just saw what it could be and not what it actually was, because I wasn't making enough money in the beginning to support myself full time or do anything with it. But I just trusted my gut feeling. And I remember there was a turning point where a brand offered me like $50 to post something. And I was like, oh, wow, like $50, that's going to pay for my food and my books in school. Great. And then another opportunity came where a brand said, hey, I'm going to pay you $100 for this. And I slowly started gaining this momentum and this feeling and this gut calling where I was like, oh my God, this could be something. Like, this could actually be something where I could make a living from. And this could be something that I could actually make a living from if I stay consistent and hold the vision. And that was 12 years ago. And that propelled me, that vision essentially propelled me into everything that I'm doing now by trusting my gut, trusting my calling, and knowing that even though in the physical, I was not making enough money to support myself through it, I was like, this is my path. This is what's happening. Instagram will be a big thing. And there was one time when I was having dinner with my brother at the time, and Instagram was still such a new platform. No one really knew what direction it was heading, and no one knew that it was going to last. And people were saying, oh, it's like the next MySpace, essentially. Like, it's going to just burn out, and no one's going to use it in a year from now. And my brother was the one who said, hold the vision of it, because I could see you building a career off of it. I think it's a great platform, and there's a lot of potential. And he also encouraged me a little bit to stick with it, because I don't know if I would have fully trusted myself if I hadn't also had a little bit of support from a family member. So I always thank him, because I remember he was so supportive and he was like, just keep going with it and see what happens. You have nothing to lose. So that combination really got me to a place of faith where I was like, this could be something that could change the direction of my life. And it did. And I've been doing social media and building social media businesses ever since. And it's completely changed the course of my life indefinitely. So it's really fascinating how I almost had to believe in it before it was real. I almost had to just live in the end and believe that that was what was happening before it was real. And there was also my parents who now they're like, wow, like we're so proud of you. But at the time I remember they were like, what's your plan B? What's your plan B and C if this doesn't work? And I was like, I don't have one. Like, I literally have no plan otherwise. I don't know what else I would do with my life. Like, I have my degree, but I just don't know if I want to be a teacher or go into journalism. Like, I didn't feel called to do that. So I was like, I don't know. And they were like, you need a backup plan. I'm like, no, I can't be thinking of backup plans. The only thing I need to focus on is what I'm building right now. And if it doesn't work and I fail, I'll deal with it then. that's also who I am as a person. I feel like I go hard and all in with something that I believe in, and I put all my energy into it. I truly believe you have to. Like, you have to fully commit 1000% your heart and soul into something that you believe in order for it to actually work. Because if you're splitting your energy all the time and you're communicating to the universe mixed things, like, you don't fully trust, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm doing this, but then I have these other options to fall back on. It's almost signaling to the universe, like, I'm not confident in what I'm doing and I'm not sure about what I'm doing. So you're going to see the feedback from that, right? You're going to see that manifest into your reality if you're unsure and your energy is split between a million different things. And that's why, especially with my podcast, I also had this moment where people were telling me it's really hard to grow podcasts. It's like impossible nowadays because everyone has one. There's like millions of podcasters. And I started late. I started 5 years technically too late in the physical. It's basically like if I were to start my Instagram right now, okay? Because the podcast industry is still pretty new, I would say, but it's definitely saturated already. And there's so many people who have podcasts now. I only started mine a year and a half ago. So I had a lot of feedback saying it's really hard, it's difficult, you're going to struggle, blah, 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 in the beginning. It's not as easy as just like directing your Instagram followers over. A lot of people have podcasts that flop because it's not interesting or whatever. And I literally just shut all of that noise out. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to do what I need to do. And I believe that my podcast is going to be big and it's going to be something really impactful and meaningful. And I'm going to put value into it. And I believe that that's what's going to drive it and the success of it, because I know that I'm making a difference and I want to help people. Like, I'm not here to just talk about things for no reason. I'm not here just to make a podcast, just to make a podcast. Like, I had a purpose behind it and that's what fueled it. And I put 100% of my energy into it. I never made a dollar for the first year it was out, didn't make $1 from the podcast. I was just solely focused on building it out and making a difference. And that's what got it to where it is today. I didn't have a backup plan. I didn't have plan B, C, and D if the podcast didn't work out. I was like, I have no choice. This is what I'm doing and this is what I'm called to do. And that's it. And I'm living in the end. And it manifested accordingly, because now I'm doing it full time. Whereas a year ago, I wasn't, but I believe that that was what was going to happen. So it happened. So living in the end is a true understanding that everything is in your mind. Everything's in the power of your thoughts. That is the whole episode here. I want you to truly understand that your thoughts matter more than anything else. They dictate everything else around you. And if you have subconscious fears around relationships, that will show up. If you have subconscious fears around money, that's going to show up. If you have subconscious fears about friends that are not good for you, that will show up. If you have fears about anything, any subconscious blocks or fears, that will reflect in your reality. The point is, you have to heal that in order to transform your reality. And a lot of people don't understand this concept. So they'll just accept their reality for what it is, and they believe that it never gets better for them. And then it doesn't, because that's what they're programming themselves to believe. Oh, my life is shit. It's never going to get better. It's never going to get better for me. I'm never going to meet the love of my life. Everyone sucks. Dating sucks. New York dating sucks. I hear that all the time. Like in Sydney too, I literally bump into so many people. Oh my God, the dating here is terrible. Oh my God. And I'm like, well, that, if you have that belief ingrained in your brain or that fear ingrained in your subconscious, that is what's going to show up in your reality. That is what is going to manifest for you, right? So you have to clear that out. You have to heal that. And that's what Dare to Detach is focused on. And that's what tapping is focused on and affirmations are focused on. It's all about reprogramming. The circumstances of your current reality and situation do not matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is happening right now. What matters is how you envision your future and how you actually want your future to go. That is how you live in the end, and that is how you get to the end goal. That is how you manifest. It's when you fundamentally know. It's a knowing. It's an all-consuming knowing that you are there already, and it cannot waver. You cannot send the universe mixed signals all the time where one day you're sure about something and the next day you're not. One day you're 100% sure it's going to work out and the next day you're like, it's not working. Oh my God, I don't see the results immediately. Sometimes things take a little bit of time and you need that trust factor in there. You need that faith factor in there. Okay. There's a very common analogy in the law of attraction, which is if you order a package on Amazon by a certain date, it's going to get delivered to your doorstep. Okay, it's coming on Friday. If you ordered it on Tuesday, it's coming on Friday. You got the receipt for it. You know it's coming. Or if you get pregnant, you know you're going to give birth in 9 months, okay? As Neville Goddard likes to use as an example, which has helped me so much. Go YouTube Neville Goddard. Go YouTube all of his practices. Those videos have helped me significantly in rewiring my brain and understanding that everything is in the power of your mind, okay? He says, you're going to give birth at 9 months. You're having a baby, right? So it's the same way with planting seeds of your manifestation. Because if you plant that seed, you have to be so sure that it's coming. That's the feeling that you have to associate with it. Oh, it's 100% coming. This is a guarantee. And there's no doubt in my mind, no question in my mind. It's the same way you plant a seed, an actual seed, and you know a flower is going to grow in a certain window of time. Sometimes there is a significant time delay because for many reasons, okay? It could be not the right timing. It could be because something better is supposed to be there. There's so many different reasons why there are time delays. And when we don't see the results immediately, we get so frustrated and we're like, how much longer is this going to take? Like, how much more time do I have to wait? I've been waiting for a fucking year. I'll tell you that, just the podcast example, I was pushing to sign to a network for a year. I wanted it so badly. I wanted to sign to a network and get help and get sponsors and whatever. And I ended up completely changing my mind and pivoting after the year mark when I was pushing and trying to manifest this for so long. Oh my God, like I need to sign with someone. I need to do this, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to manifest so hard. Meanwhile, the universe was guiding me and protecting me the whole time saying, that's not the path you're supposed to take. Like you aren't supposed to be doing that right now. And maybe in the future, it will be the path to take. But right now, the only thing you should be promoting or vouching for is stuff that you truly believe in. And I like my freedom. I like my creative control. I like doing my own thing, being my own boss. And with a network, that could prohibit a lot of things. And that could make me follow a very strict schedule, which wasn't necessarily aligning with who I am, because I'm all about living on my terms, freedom, not having to listen to anyone else above me. And I don't think it would have aligned. And I was being divinely guided and protected, even though at the time I was like, pushing so hard. I'm like, why isn't this fucking happening? I'm working my ass off, blood, sweat, and tears to just make this something because I want it and I want to take it to the next level because in my head, that was what it meant to take it to the next level is like signing to a network. But the universe had different plans and that's okay. And I'm much happier promoting things that I believe in that I've created because I actually believe in what I'm doing versus if I was promoting perfume and body lotion and all these like ads for different things, which is fine, which is, I know a lot of people have sponsors. I don't know how aligned it would be. Now, it's not to say I wouldn't ever do that because there are products I use that I believe in and there are brands that I love and I believe in, but it just wasn't the right fit or timing at the time that I was trying to manifest it. That's the point. So point being, you have to trust. You have to have unwavering faith that whatever you're trying to manifest is either going to come or something better will come to replace it. You need patience. Patience is a big thing too. And having those affirmations on repeat, understanding that you are the creator, everything is happening for you, nothing is too big for you, nothing is too great for you, and what is meant to be will always be, is the key. You have to keep telling yourself this dialogue. And if you are doing everything in your power to manifest a specific person, for example, and it's not working, it's not clicking, I want you to try to ask the universe for something bigger and better than what you're even manifesting. For example, say, I want something bigger and better and greater than this, and I just want to be so happy. I am so happy. I just want to be so happy and free and be aligned with my higher self and attract things that are going to truly make me happy. Because if you're trying to manifest something super, super specific sometimes, and that has already proven that it's not making you happy, I think the universe also knows what's best for you and is trying to guide you somewhere else. So you also have to be real and honest with yourself at the same time, right? I'll give you another example. I wrote down a specific manifestation that I wanted in 2020, I wanted to be on a dating show. And I got that opportunity recently, this year. But there was some mixed energy in the opportunity. The contract was not ideal. It wasn't what I wanted to be. I thought it was very unfair, to keep it short. And with everything that I've worked for and built, it wasn't aligning with my morals. And I didn't want to sign up for something that could deter me from my career goals. There was just so many things where I was like going back and forth, wavering. I manifested this, like, this is crazy. And this is amazing because it finally came into my reality. But then there's this other side where it's been 3 years. Like, I wrote that down 3 years ago in my notes. And now it's showing up when I don't even want it anymore and I don't need it anymore. Manifestations tend to do that sometimes when you level up so greatly and then you align with opportunities and you're like, I don't even fucking want that anymore. That was 3 years ago, right? So I get this opportunity and I end up rejecting it. And it was like so hard for me to do that initially. I was like, how could I reject something that I had wanted so badly? But you change as a person, you evolve. And if you've ascended past the level of needing what you're asking for, that's when it always comes in and you're like, I don't even need this anymore. I don't even want it anymore. So I found that really fascinating too. And it was just showing me the power of leveling up as a person and then being at a different vibration than what you've asked for. And you're just like so at peace without it at that point, which is really, it's really interesting and fascinating. So it just taught me too, when you increase other areas of importance in your life and you really change as a person and up level, by the time your manifestations often come, you're so in alignment that half the shit you wanted or thought you wanted, you don't even want anymore. You're not putting it on a pedestal anymore, right? You're just like, okay, cool. I'm pretty neutral to this. I don't need it. Maybe I want it still, but I don't really need it anymore. I'm not desperate around. I'm not throwing this like desperate energy around what I'm trying to manifest. That's when it comes into your life. Neville Goddard says, be transformed by the power of your mind. So once you shift your mind, everything else around you must transform and change. According to your belief system, that is what shows up in your reality. And with that being said, that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to Date Yourself Instead. If you haven't, be sure to check out the masterclass, Dare to Detach. It's life-changing. It's a game changer. If I can inspire you to in any way to manifest 100 times bigger than what you're currently trying to manifest, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Liz or on the podcast account at Date Yourself Instead. I love you. Thanks again. Also, be sure to rate the podcast if you haven't already on Apple and Spotify and share it with a friend. It really helps the show grow. Thanks again and stay tuned for next Monday.